Connect performance metrics to the team's values or the organization's mission. When people understand why the results matter, they are more willing to be pushed. Then there's also collaborative accountability. Shift from I am checking on you to we are checking on our progress. Use communication channels to highlight both individual wins and collective milestones. All right? And I think this goes on to the idea of not looking at failure and pinning it on one person. I think you can look at failure in a workspace as, okay, guys, maybe this month we lacked a little bit, you know. It is not because it's your supervisor's problem or it's that one employee's problem, but maybe this month we didn't do well. So maybe we can push for this in the coming months. You know, this makes, you know, results feel relational in a workspace, and it makes it feel like a collective sort of like raw, unlike a raw that is given to one person. Some applies when the wins come, hey, when the wins come, it's positive results. It should be about, okay, guys, we did this week. You know, we did this month and we aced it and it was great. Everybody feels involved in the wins, you know, unlike pointing at one person or two people to say, okay, you are the reason why we won this week, you know. And another thing we're going to look at is transparent feedback. Frequent, honest feedback is a form of respect. If a leader has earned the trust, the team will view high performance demands as a sign of confidence in their abilities rather than a threat to the relationship. Absolutely. Okay, so it is important as well for leaders to create a platform where employees can come out and speak to them, you know, honestly, to say what's currently going on, what's lacking, so that way a platform can be created where these things can be done a little bit more better. And if there is that trust, employee and an employer trust relationship going on, even as you tell the employee what to do, it doesn't come from a place of a threat or maybe a place of, you know, pointing them out. But it comes from a place of, okay, maybe this man or this woman actually wants me to do better. Maybe that is why he is telling me to move in this direction. Well, now, of course, this comes after all of the things that we've mentioned have been put in place. There is a trust and an atmosphere and a behavior that has been so far created in a workspace. And finally, the room perspective. Influence might get you invited to the executive table, but it's the data that you bring that keeps you there. Organizations quietly struggle when they have leaders who are culturally perfect but operationally stagnant. Now, to remain in the room, a leader must demonstrate that their people-first approach is the engine of their results, not an alternative to them. All right? So, and I think in any space and in any aspect you might look at this, right? It is important to also bring the work. You know, you managed to get in a space, you managed to be called at a certain table, but it is how you can sustain that call that actually matters. You're now part of the league, but it's what you're bringing to the table that actually gets to determine how sustainable whatever it is that you do, that it may be. So once again, today we were looking at how many leaders find themselves in a difficult position when it comes to influence, you know, and how influence may be admired, but results are what leaders are judged by. And I hope, you know, with everything that we've spoken about today, you as an employer and as an employee, I've gotten at least one or two things that you can take with you as you move on about leading your people. The time is 18:04, and I do have to say my goodbyes right here. Now, do remember that this is the HR Hotline Unfiltered every day at 17:50, where we get to speak about the many issues that we face and go on in our workspaces, with the aim of just addressing some of these issues. And possibly if there is somebody that is out there that is going through any of the issues we talk about, you might find a way to move past them. And also remember, if you might have a contribution that you might want to add on, please do hit us up on WhatsApp, and you can send a text message or a voice note as well on the number 0977 624270, and let's get interactive. We can always play the voice note and read the text message the next day when we have the segment. My name is Tron Jabulani. You've been listening to The City Drive right here on 97.7. We've been together from 14 And it is time for me to say my goodbyes right now. Thank you so much once again, and have a good evening. Bye-bye.
City Drive.
It's Give and Beat City Vibe.
We are the best when it comes to music. Great shows, diverse personalities, the very best and intellect when it comes to news, programs, talk shows. There is no other radio station like this. This is